Concern for the most effective work in California. As they watched reports of developments in California through October, James and Ellen White had wavered as to just the course they should take. For a time they felt they must hurry west to help with the work there. Ellen White was deeply concerned that as the workers might relax, rare opportunities that were opening to spread the message would be missed. To Butler, working with the tent meeting in San Francisco, she wrote, "Do not forget that pulpit labor must be followed by private effort. Brother Loughborough ought not to bend his mind to much writing now while this effort is being made. The greatest success attends those who come in as close relation as possible with those with whom they labor, gain their sympathy and confidence, visit at their homes, those who appear interested, pray with them and for them. In this way only will the direction be followed to go out in the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in. It is this fireside effort, this homework, that is attended with signal success. Try it, brethren, in the ministry. Some of our ministers do not love this kind of labor. They shun it. There is a cross attached to such personal efforts, but this is the labor the people must have if they embrace unpopular truth. In this close contact with souls who are in darkness, our light may shine more effectually, directly in the darkness, and they will see by our deportment, our conversation, our solemn yet cheerful courteous manners, that the grace of God is with us, that the peace of heaven is brought into their homes. They will be charmed with the truth, which is attended with such blessed results."